Netta, open the door, don't be a baby.
I won't.
I'm going to be late because of you.
Oh, really? I can tell from the stink of her perfume on your clothes that you've got a lot to do.
Come out, or I'll break down the door! Netta, open up!
I won't come out! You hear me? I don't want to see your face!
Netta, please, you know I have to go in there. Please, just don't waste my time already. Netta, open the door. Darling.
Don't call me darling. I'm not your darling. Just go away and leave me alone.
Come out! Open the door, I said! I'll open it!
Okay, okay. Back off.
Stop this nonsense.
Back off, I'll come out. I'm coming out.
All right. All right.
Liar! You said you would...
Hey, back off! I'll back off. I promise.
Don't come near me. I swear to God, I'll scream so the neighbors hear me.
Listen, Netta, I don't know what you ladies talk about in your parties, but the one thing I am asking you is to not go to psychics or start reading tea leaves and coffee and then talking nonsense to me. We've never had this kind of talk in our house, have we?
You're lying.
But why would I lie to you, sweetheart?
Don't ask me. Ask yourself. I've put up with this. I've never talked about it or made a fuss about it, have I? Have I, Afshi?
No, dear. You're the best wife a man can hope for.
Is that how badly you want this?
If I step foot out of this house, I can get that stuff on any corner of the street. I'm saying this because this game you've started is a dangerous game. Netta, everything has always been so sophisticated here. Let it stay that way, please. You've never talked about my problem, and I've always been thankful for that. So let it stay that way. Let's not be like those pathetic couples who throw stuff at each other and make a mess of their lives. Let it stay sophisticated, all right? That issue may never come between us. It belongs outside the circle. Okay? Just don't. Okay?
You know how much I love sophistication. An elegant house, an elegant car, a sophisticated husband. Who takes drugs. So sophisticated that he needs another sophisticated lady in his life. Here, take it. You probably thought I wouldn't make a fuss about her since I didn't make a fuss about this.
Mess with our lives just because of a psychic's reading. Please, Netta.
Psychics? You think I found out through a psychic and tea leaves? No, dear. You've been seen with her.
Who then? Who is this? What are you talking about?
Najmeh? Najmeh!
Yes, ma'am.
Tell him what you told me.
Me? What did I tell you?
I said tell him!
Yes, ma'am. I saw him with my own two eyes, that day you were out. He came here with a girl, and when he realized I was home, he didn't bring her upstairs.
There you have it.
May I leave now, please?
Hold on there. How do you know she wanted to come upstairs anyway? How could you even tell she was with... Hold on there. How do you know she wanted to come upstairs anyway? How could you even tell she was with me right now?
But I saw her, sir.
It's none of your business.
Ma'am?
Why are you taking it out on her? If she hadn't seen you, someone else would have. We have tons of friends and relatives in this city. I never imagined you would do this to me. And in broad daylight, for that matter, Avshi, what do you have to say for yourself?
That girl has so many problems of her own. What are you talking about?
It's always the damsels in distress who stick to people like you to gain something.
That's right, ma'am. I'm telling you, you could tell she was that kind of girl who's out to ruin people's lives.
What is she saying anyway? And you were able to figure this all out from behind the window? Get out of here. Go finish your work. Nida. I have never once lied to you. This girl translates documents for our office. She came here to hand in a translation. I got the translation and then went to the office to email it. That's all.
Avshin, don't do this to me. I can put up with anything except this. You know that, right?
Yes, I know that.
Najme! Najme?
Yes?
When he's done, clean this place up. And clean up the glass in the bathroom, too.
Yes.
And draw me a bath as well.
Yes, ma'am.
That color really suits you. You should take it. I'll give you a good price for it.
Thanks. Tala, dear, where should I put these?
These are outdated. Throw them out. Put them on sale.
Haven't seen you for ages. Are you okay?
Come here. Come here for a minute.
What's the matter with you?
I want to make sure it's her. Take a look.
Just out of curiosity, isn't she a little too old for your trap?
No. She's exactly right for what I have in mind.
What's really going on?
I'll tell you later.
When you say I'll tell you later, it means you'll never tell me. You barely talk about anything, so I guess I'll never hear the story. I've known you a long time now.
Okay. I'll tell you the short version. She's rich and she's here to spend some dough. Forget about how I found her. That doesn't matter right now. And I was joking before. Just joking. When I said she's just right for what I want. She's a friend. Black really suits you.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Should I get it? It's a bit expensive, don't you think?
It's on me. Forget about the price.
What for?
Okay, if you insist. I'll give you a discount. Tala, dear. She's a friend of mine.
I'm pleased to meet you.
Likewise. Right. Whatever you say, Tamina. This one, then?
Yes.
It's very nice. I'll wrap it up for you. Just a minute.
Thank you. If it weren't for Tala, I don't know what would have become of me. Have you seen these?
Have you been friends for long?
She's a very old friend. We lost touch for a while after what happened to my husband.
May you rest in peace.
Rest in peace? You have no idea. I can't believe I'm telling you all this. I'm usually very private about these matters. But there's something about you that I really like.
We can change the subject if you like.
No. My husband cheated on me. He left the country with another woman and he took my children too. Can you believe it? If it weren't for Tala, I wouldn't have gone through that.
How very sad.
Forget about him. Wow, this is so beautiful. It really suits you. I wanted to take it for myself, but you got to it first.
Then you take it.
No, I meant that we like the same things. Our tastes are so similar. Listen, don't worry about the price. Take it. Come on now. Buy anything you want. Let your husband spoil you a little bit.
He does spoil me.
Women can talk to each other about this stuff more easily. I was a devoted wife. Look what happened to me. The more you spend his money and let him spoil you, the more cherished you become.
So, have you seen your children?
I don't even know where they are. I can't find them.
But my husband loves our children. He would die for them.
That makes things even worse. If it weren't for you, there wouldn't be any children in the first place. My husband loved our children too. But he took them so far away from their mother. I guess that's my destiny. It just wasn't meant to be.
I don't know what to say.
Forget about it. Forget about frugality and being careful with his money all the time. When I saw you the other day in the doctor's office, I was really drawn to you. I felt like I'd known you for years.
Me too.
We women are supposed to stick together. But it's always the opposite. If they'd told me my husband was cheating on me, I would never have believed it in a million years. And you know who the backstabber was? My friend. She married my husband and left. As easy as that. As easy as that. Let me give you some advice, my friend. Search his pockets. Search everything. If you know beforehand, you won't be shocked. And if you find nothing, at least you know you don't have to worry. It's terrible to think about these kinds of things. But at least you'll know the truth. You won't be fooled. I'm sure you won't find anything. Your husband's probably a wonderful man. Don't tell him you got a discount. Keep the rest of the money. Let him suffer.
Are the flowers for me?
Yeah, they're yours. Do you like them?
You still remember what flowers I like?
Yeah, I remember.
You're home early.
I came to say I'm sorry. I thought you wouldn't be home.
I had one of my migraines. I was sleeping.
Did I wake you?
I was already awake.
You feeling better?
Yeah. How about you?
I guess I'm feeling a little better now, yes. The girl is my drug dealer.
Forget about what Najma said.
You didn't believe it, did you?
I did. I mean, I believed her then.
So now what?
Nothing. I'm trying to forget it. You're good at forgetting things. I have to find my own way.
Sometimes I feel like I just want to go back. Just go back to when my father was alive. He used to work and I studied all day. Brain full of architectural ideas and blueprints. I'm not the business-minded person my father was. Now I'm neither an architect or even a businessman. But that's over now. Sometimes I feel like I just want to go back.
But I don't like going back to the old days. I don't like not knowing how things are going to end. When the days are here, I'd like time to just freeze. I like stability in life.
Who doesn't like stability, right? Especially women. I want stability too. I'm tired of all the ups and downs and the currency changes and profits and losses. I can't take it anymore. Some people just enjoy life. While others have all the problems, don't they? All the problems.
Die, their secrets and mysteries become worthless. Yes?
Hi, it's Gelato. I have good news.
Accident?
Yes, on the road to Chelos, 150th kilometer.
No, sir, I'm sure there's been a mistake.
Unfortunately, Mr. Purbach has passed away.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Good morning.
When did you come?
You were asleep.
I think I had a dream.
About what?
I don't know. It was something bad. Didn't we talk to each other yesterday? About the proposal. But I left a message on your phone.
Dear Pari, either start taking some pills or stop taking the ones you're taking.
Everything around me is changing. And I have no control over it. Wednesday, Kion dies. Have you ever dreamt while you were awake?
What's going on, my darling?
The company's not doing well.
What do you mean by not doing well?
I mean we're not making any profits. I didn't tell you before, so you wouldn't worry.
And?
I need help.
Money? I don't have anything except this house and we're living in it.
I understand you need stability. We don't have to sell anything.
Then what?
If the board makes a decision to my advantage in the meeting, it'll give me the opportunity to fix things.
What do I have to do?
Support me in the meeting?
That's it?
Yeah, that's right. It's not a small thing to do.
I want to make you some dinner. The smell of food and a little life.
That is all I need, just a little life.
Me too.
You're late. There's nothing left.
I was told there was going to be a lot of great stuff here.
You were told wrong. Here we just charge you. Charming, don't you think?
Oh, really? Well, I'm not going to pay, but I'll take this one.
Should I charge it to your account?
Yes.
No. We'll be paying with cash. It's my treat.
Oh la la.
Hey, why are you being so generous?
Have I ever been tight-fisted when it comes to you? How was work?
Like always. Do you want the details?
No. What is this thing? A part of your wedding outfit?
Of course not. My wedding will be in a gondola in Venice.
You've got good taste. Congratulations to you.
I'm buying this for Samane.
Doesn't it look a little too big to fit her?
I'll have it altered.
Okay.
Samane, listen, will it upset you if I pay for it all by myself?
Of course not. Money goes and it comes back again, like a boomerang. Tala.
Yeah, what?
Gazale will pay for the dress herself.
Then should I charge it to her account?
No, no. I'm paying cash.
Oh la la.
Will she like it?
Why wouldn't she? It's a rich woman's dress. She'll love it. Wouldn't you love it?
Yeah. Of course I would. Don't you remember the first time I came here? It was amazing.
Yeah, you were wearing 5 dresses and trying to shoplift them. If I hadn't gone to you in time, Tala would definitely have tried to pull all your hair out.
I still owe you for those dresses.
Just forget about it. If I were to think like that, you'd owe me a lot. I got a really good vibe from you the first time I saw you. I know it's hard to believe, but I felt like I'd known you forever. Come get the stuff tomorrow. Please don't sleep until noon. I know you always do.
Have I become your slave?
By the looks of it, you're in charge of me.
Oh, what you look at this thing?
Hello?
Hey! Didn't I tell you not to come here? Come on, come quick. Come over here and sit down, because if people see your face, I'm gonna be doomed. Sit down. Now listen, if the cops come, I'm telling them you're a beggar, okay?
Okay.
Now, what do you want?
Listen, please. Mr. Shahab, since that night when I saw him, I can't stop thinking about him. His voice, his beautiful face.
Leave your motherly cries out of this conversation. Right now you worship him, but I'm telling you, if he grows up with you, you'll be cursing him constantly because he'll grow up to be a felon, just like my mother.
Just one time. I just want to hold him one time. And then I promise to leave.
Oh, God. What did I do wrong? Why did I have to feel sorry for you and Rahman and try to do a good deed?
Curse that Rahman. Everything is all his fault. Look what he did to himself and me.
Padane, that kid is doing fine now. Come on. Do you really think you could be a good mother to him in your condition? Huh? Think about it. I put him in good hands. She can take care of him because she's really well off. And you get your money in time, don't you?
I don't want money. I regret what I did.
What?
Mr. Shahab, I want him back.
If Tamineh hears about this, she'll destroy you. She'll crush you like a roach under her shoe, and she'll destroy you. She'll destroy me, too. If she hasn't done anything yet, it's because she's a good woman. I'm not defending her. I'm just saying your boy is doing fine. He's forgotten all about you. If you continue down this road, you'll ruin his life as well. Look at yourself.
You don't understand what I'm saying. You don't have a child of your own.
First of all, I'm still a child myself. Second of all, you gave him to her. Nobody forced you to do it. And third, you gave your consent. Listen, you better not go near her house, because if she finds out that you have, I am out of here. And then it's gonna be just between you and her. Oh, God, what have I done? Hold on a minute. God help me. Here, get out of the city. Go visit a friend or relative in the countryside. I wanted to get money from her for you, but as soon as she heard your name, she backed out. Go thank your lucky stars that your child is doing well, huh? What, were you planning on taking him begging with you? Is that what you want?
Then I'll go beg her. I'll tell her I made a mistake. A big mistake. She's a human being after all, right?
No, she's not. She's not a human being. She's given you a message that if you go near her house, she'll get rid of you. Come on, take this. I'm giving this to you from my own stash of money. Take it. Take it, please. Good girl. Okay, come with me. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. And you better not show your face in this mall again. Come on. Don't look up. Just keep your head down. Look at her. Why are you looking at me? Would you just leave already? You've embarrassed me enough. Hi there, how are you? Come on in.
Will you hold still for a moment so I can look at you? Turn around, let me see you. Samane. Aha. Do you want me to return it?
No.
Then stand still.
Yes, madam.
Like a normal human being, Samane. Like you always stand. There you go, Samane. Aha. It's so nice, you look so pretty. Now go and take it off.
But I want to do my homework in it.
You'll ruin it. This should be worn at a party, not in the house.
But you know we never go to parties.
Yes, we do. Of course we do, darling. We just don't go to parties that are as fancy as your dress.
We used to go to such parties. My aunt's and uncle's houses. I don't know why we don't go there anymore. And our new family parties aren't fancy enough for these dresses. You're right.
Can't you ever say something nice, girl?
Okay, fine. I'm going to change so you two don't fight anymore.
We're not fighting. We're just having a conversation. Your sister's right. This dress is really nice. You shouldn't ruin it. Go on, put your normal clothes and do your homework. Your dress is really pretty. Your sister paid a lot of money for it.
Keep it on if you like. Don't worry about the money. I've got it covered. Don't worry.
I love it.
Come here. Ugh, I love you.
Daddy's here.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Daddy. Is it pretty?
Hello. And where did you get this?
Gazale bought it for me.
You spent two paychecks for this?
Ooh, that much?
It doesn't matter.
What's that? It does matter. Money doesn't grow on trees. You can't spend it carelessly.
I wanted to buy it for her, and I did.
The heart wants a lot of things. You can't always listen to it. I'm her father, and I can't even buy this dress for her. You shouldn't buy things you can't afford. Go take it off, dear. Go take it off so she can return it. On your way.
What for?
Because I say so. You need to learn how to spend money and to be more careful about it.
Can't you see she's crying?
Better she cries now rather than yearn for things she can't have. Life doesn't always stay the same. What if you couldn't afford to spend like this one day? Then what?
Well, what if we can always afford to spend this way?
Then you will thank God for it. God never gives more to people than they can afford. And up until now, you've always had enough clothes, haven't you? And I've done everything I could for you, haven't I?
Thank you very much, Father. You've been way too kind to us.
It's not kindness, dear. It's my responsibility.
Hello, Mahmoud.
Hello, Azar. Get up, darling. Don't be upset. You've got a lot to learn before becoming an adult like us. Get up.
Samane.
Go take off your clothes.
Look at me. Do you want to go to the park? Don't be like this. Don't cry. Do you want to go? Come on then.
Did you find it okay?
What is this place? My shoes were new, look at them. I'm completely covered in dirt and dust.
Do you like it?
Like what? I can't tell where anything is.
Oh my god, it's gonna have three bedrooms. See, two of them over there, and then one more there. And the kitchen's gonna be over here. It's all enclosed. I normally don't like to leave things open. I've ordered all of the cabinets out of the magazines. MDF, do you like that?
Why do you think I care?
I asked to meet you here so you could see the place. I'd like to have a female opinion about the place so I know what I need to do. Nushin, the poor thing, can't stand our house anymore. She's right. This place is bigger. Like my father used to say, keep your women busy so she won't bother you.
You spoil her a lot, you know. Are you sure that's a good idea? But I'm too busy to check this place out or give ideas.
Where's the child?
A friend's watching him.
He is? Well, he is all you care about these days now, isn't he? Huh? Motherly love is a strange thing.
Don't you want your money? I took my share already. And I gave a little extra bonus to the girl who did the job for us.
I've heard a lot about her.
She's definitely brave enough for this job. And she carried it out perfectly.
That's what I like about you. You care about your people. Like Ban Nam, God rest his soul. It's like my father always said, if you find money on the sidewalk, always count it.
I'm not a thief. Have I ever not paid on time?
No.
Of course I trust you. I don't trust the business. It's a cruel business.
Believe me, I know all about it. The wounds its cruelty has given me are still fresh.
If I only ever have one more day to live, I will get every one of those scoundrels who pulled Ben Ham under. You know I always stand by my word.
Yes, I know.
Here. Here's a little bonus. I don't want you saying Rashid doesn't treat his people well.
I don't work for you or anybody. Keep it. I'm working in Benham's place. And for your information, we are partners now.
Oh, dear. Why are you so touchy lately? Take it! Huh? It's your right. You've owned it. It's all yours. Go on, take it. It's all yours. Come on!
Thank you. what's needed. همین جا رو همین گوشه ی دنیا رو همین دل تنگی و دل واپسی ها رو همینا رو توی قلبت نگه دار و خودت رو دست این کابوس نسپار.